Good morning, everybody. It's really good to be with you yet again. I was just thinking about us together, about all that we've been through over the years, all that we've faced, and just being so blessed just by being together. It's a real blessing to be able to come and just share life. And I want to share something with you this morning from the Word, from my heart really, because my heart is for each of us to be in a relationship with God where He brings us everything that we need. That's the whole thrust of what I believe about God, that He not only saves us, as Eddie said, He actually sustains us, He gives us what we need, He encourages us when we are low, He has purposes for our life. And that's my heart for us as a church, but for you as an individual, to really get hold of something from God this morning, to make a difference in your situation, whatever you're facing, to get into the core of who you are. We sang some really powerful songs this morning. I don't know whether you kind of connected with some of them, but I want to say that all that we sing is possible with God. It's not just songs, it's not just words, it's possible with God. And I just want to share some thoughts this morning that may encourage you in your journey with Him. It's important that we understand what our journey is about. It's important that we understand what God is trying to do in us. It's important that we understand His provision for our lives, because otherwise it becomes a bit of a dirge, coming here every week and going through the same thing. We know what's coming, and it can be a dirge. It can be something that doesn't bring life to us. Well, that's what God wants to do. He wants to bring life to us. I'm going to start this morning by reading out my conclusion to what I want to say this morning, and it'll kind of lay out a journey that I'm going to go through in the word that I'm bringing to us this morning. So my conclusion is that God wants to reach into your life and deal with the stuff that you can't. Okay? That's our God. He wants to reach into your life and just deal with the stuff that you can't. And it's important that we understand that. Because in our culture, we think we've got to do everything. We think we have an ability and a gifting, and part of our value is that you work hard, you get. You've got a problem, you work through it. And God goes, no, you don't with me. It's totally different. You bring it to me and I'll deal with it. And that's alien to our thinking, and it's quite hard to get your head around sometimes. But God wants to reach into your life and deal with the stuff that you can't. He started a good work in you and He wants to complete it. He wants us to be moving and growing all the time. He wants to be changing us. He wants us to get hold of this gift of salvation that we have and understand the fullness of what it wants to bring to our lives. He always wants to complete this work in us. Never believe that God isn't interested in you. We can so often switch off from our faith, we can just get on with life. But God is interested in you and me. Never believe that He's not. Believe that God wants you to face the impossibilities of life, knowing that with Him, all things are possible. That's where we're going. So let's start. I just want to pray, because It's really important when you're listening to a word that the Holy Spirit takes hold of something and gives it to you and helps you understand it and helps it to live in you. Otherwise, this is just a lecture. It's just my thoughts. And you go, well, I agree with that or I don't agree with that. But when we put the Holy Spirit into this, He wants to actually speak to our hearts. He wants to reveal truth to us. He wants to help us to understand who God is. He wants to pour the love of God into our hearts. He wants to do good things with us, but we have to let Him do that. So let's just prepare our hearts now, and as we just listen to this word. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, and we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're here this morning. Just minister to us. Lord, you know us intimately. Just speak into our situation, speak into our heart. Encourage us. Do us good this morning, we pray. Amen. The Bible, as we read the Bible, opens up the whole truth of who God is and the possibility of what we can be with God working in us. It's an amazing book, and God is an amazing God. And as you read it, you go, I just go, wow. I've just been reading Genesis again, the creation of the earth, and you just go, wow. That is just amazing. So as we read the word, the reality of who God is opened up to our understanding. But we've got to access all the fullness of God by faith. And faith is really, really important. When the Apostle Paul, he was writing, and he said, if Christ is not raised from the dead, then our faith is futile. In other words, we're believing in something that has no power or effect in our lives. And that's why we celebrate the death of Jesus, but also the resurrection. Because without the resurrection, our faith is futile, because Jesus didn't overcome the power of sin and the power of death. He has no authority to do the things in our lives that the Bible talks about. So we've got to put our faith in the resurrected Christ. Otherwise, our faith is futile. If you put your faith in me, you're wasting your time. If you put your faith in anybody else, in terms of God working in your life, it's not going to have any effect on you. And so we've got to come to God believing that he is. He says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. I'll put my glasses on. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and he rewards those who earnestly seek him. The Christian life has got to have meaning to it. There's got to be a reality about what we believe and how we live out our Christian life. Otherwise, we're living it out in futility. And we've got to accept that God is always working in us, that we're never the finished product, and we will always face challenges with Christ living in us. So we will face personal challenges as God begins to point things out to us, as he wants to change us. And we face the challenges of life. For us to grow and mature as believers, we need to understand the journey and what God is trying to do in us and with us. There's a real cost to following Christ. I surrender. That's the cost. I surrender. And it's sometimes not an easy cost, because we want to be the one that's in control. We want to be the one that makes the decisions. We want to be the ones that decide what we're going to put our values and what we're going to put our efforts into. But when we become a Christian, we surrender. He becomes the Lord of our lives, and we have got to be obedient to all that he's asking. And that's hard at times. It's not an easy ride being a Christian. And I've said this before, when I came to faith, and I understood what that meant, and God began working in my life. After a few years, I go, I can't do this anymore, because it's too hard. God is always pointing out the stuff that I shouldn't be doing. He's always wanting me to be obedient. He's always wanting me to live a different way, and I just can't do it. I can't take it anymore. But when we come to the end of ourselves, that's when God steps in. When we realize that we can't do it, he can then begin to work in us. But it is a life journey of God changing us and transforming us. And faith is the only requirement to continually experience God at work in our lives. Faith is something that God actually gives to us. At salvation, something happens when we make that step of faith. So where does that faith come from? When he gives us faith, he gives us a measure of faith, because as we see the truth of who Christ is, as we recognize our need of salvation, our need of forgiveness, our need of God in our lives, then we make that step of faith, and he gives us enough faith to take that step. So it's something that we have, and we've got to use that in our relationship with God. I don't know whether you've experienced this or you've come to this conclusion, but you can't work up faith. It's a provision of God. Sometimes we can sit there trying to work up faith, trying to do things that give us faith, but faith is simply believing who God is and putting our trust in him. And to do that, we've got to be submissive. We've got to surrender our own will to his will. Simply trusting God in small things. And as our faith grows, we trust God for bigger things. It's the journey of faith is one of growth and maturity. It's one that we are responsible for personally. You've got to work out our own salvation. We've got to understand what our salvation means for us. And we've got to then allow God into our lives and begin that journey, that work in our hearts of transformation. God is a creative God. And as I've just alluded to, when you read Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2, the story of creation is just amazing. He's a creative God. He's all-powerful. He's got power over sin and death, power over the natural world. When we saw Jesus walking this earth, he performed supernatural tasks, miracles, as he journeyed, because God is an all-powerful God. Just want to read Ephesians 1, please. Let me have a swig. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. So God is always trying to open the eyes of our heart. That's our connection with God. It's not our understanding of God with our own wisdom, but it's knowing God in our heart. That's where God wants to work. And this great power working in us for those who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority and dominion and every name that is invoked, not only in this present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. So that's who we're coming to this morning, this all-powerful God. And sometimes we forget the magnificence of God, the power of God. We forget what he's put in place for us, his church. But we come to him knowing that he has defeated the power of sin, the power of death in our lives. He's come to set us free from all that stuff, and he wants us to live in this fullness of life that is his provision to us who believe. God really wants to make a difference in us, and he has the power to do it. Otherwise, our faith is futile. Did you ever watch Star Trek? I did. The Borg. If you remember the Borg. And their phrase was, resistance is futile. We're going to get you. Don't bother resisting because it's futile. And what Paul is encouraging us to understand is that our faith is not futile. It is exactly the opposite. It is all life-giving. It enters us into this relationship with God where His power courses through our body. That same power that raised Jesus from the dead actually lives in us. And we so easily forget that. We forget the power that God has given to us through the death and resurrection of Jesus. God knows everything about us. God knew us before the foundation of the world. He knew us while we were in our mother's womb. He knows the hairs on our head. If you read Psalm 139, it just goes through an amazing dialogue of how intimately God knows us. And so often we can say to ourselves, God doesn't really understand me. I'm different from everybody else because of this. I've got this thing in my heart, in my life. I'm different. And therefore we can exclude ourselves from God, but he knows everything about us. He says about Jesus, doesn't he? He faced every temptation that we do. We can sometimes think that Christ was this super person who just breezed through life. But he says he faced stuff as we face stuff. So he understands how we feel when we hit those low points, where we feel abandoned, where we are tempted to do things that we shouldn't be doing. Jesus has been there. He knows us intimately. And he loves us unconditionally. Often we can do stuff and we think, surely God can't love me anymore. But he does. We can so easily exclude ourselves from the love of God because we apply our own values to the word love. God's understanding of that word is far different than ours. It is greater than we will ever understand. He loves us unconditionally. John 3:16, God so loved the world that he sent his son. He sent Jesus because he loved us. Never, never, never believe that God doesn't love you. And he has plans for you. As Eddie was alluding to when he was encouraging us, he's got plans for each of our lives. And that's different for everybody. For we are his handiwork, Ephesians 2:10, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So part of coming to faith, part of being a Christian, is that God works in us to transform us, but also he has stuff for us to do. He has good works for us to do that he's already prepared. He knows what he wants us to do, we don't. And so we make this connection with God, and as we journey with him, that becomes evident to us. He's got good things for us to do. And Jeremiah 29, which is one that many, many people will use, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. There is always a future in God. There is always hope in God because he has plans to do stuff with us. You are not forgotten. You are not ignored. God has plans for you. Through him, we are a new creation and becoming new as we walk by faith in God. I love that verse that says that. We are a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are coming to us when we stay connected with him. It's an amazing relationship that he is renewing day by day. So we have to walk with him and allow him to continue this transformation, this new creativity that he brings to our lives. There's a real challenge then, because we know that God's created us to do something, and we know he is trying to change us, so there's a duality in our salvation. And in our humanity, we focus on very often doing rather than being. Because we are brought up to work, we're brought up to do, to achieve. And so we go, I'll do this for God. It will please him. I'll get involved in this ministry because it will please him. I'll do this because I think it's what God's calling me to do. But what God really wants to deal with is us. And as he deals with us, we can then begin a ministry to others. One of the things that used to frustrate me when I was growing up in church was there was a lot of doing, but not a lot of being. In other words, we were busy, but there wasn't a good attitude about some of the things that were going on. It was toxic at times. It's not what God wants. God wants to change us. And as he changes us, we move into our ministry. We can't serve God until he's changed us. We can't serve God until we are walking with him in this newness of creativity. He wants to sort us out. And we're here today and we're all a product of our past. The relationships we've had, the trials and tribulations, the fears and hopes, all the things that make life up have created who each of us is today. And that's not only in terms of, I suppose, finances and our house situation and relationships, but it's the stuff that's going on inside of us. Because events can cause us to grow and be positive, increase our resilience, but some can create stunted growth, fear, a lack of hope. We can't see a way out of who we are because it is such a strong part of our makeup. God wants to deal with that. And sometimes we've lived with things for so long that they just become part of who we are. They become part of us. And we can't imagine life without them. We can't imagine going to bed and waking up without the stuff that we're carrying around with us. And we can be left in a position where we think that life has done everything to us, and this is it. This is me. I'm the finished object. The final product, as good as it's going to get. We can't see any solution or change to our situation. And we have to recognise our own frailties, our own needs, our own lacks. And this morning, maybe you're beginning to think about some of those. The Holy Spirit is just kind of opening up your heart. And I want you to begin to allow the Holy Spirit to tell you that it can be different, that you can be changed. The thing you're carrying around, he came to set us free from. He's an all-powerful God, and his power lives in us. We are so easily deceived by the enemy into thinking this is as good as it gets. We become inactive in our faith, and sometimes our faith can be futile. But our responsibility is to put faith in God based on what his promises are in the Word. Do you need God to do something for you or your circumstances? John 14 says this, "Verily, truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." That's quite a big statement, isn't it? You can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it. So there's a bit of faith in there, isn't there? We've got to go to the Father and ask in the name of Jesus. And we can ask for stuff of God. I've talked to people and think, oh, I didn't think I could ask for that. Well, you can ask. It says there, anything. Now, obviously, when it says anything, we've got to ask for the right things. Because we all want to win the lottery, don't we? Well, we'll ask for that then. But when we read Scripture and we begin to understand what God is trying to do in us, we're asking God to do things that are in line with Scripture, in line with His will for our lives, not just anything that we fancy. So is it all right to ask God to change me? Well, yeah, it is. Is it all right to ask Him to do this in my life? I'm really struggling with this area of my life. Is it okay to ask God to deal with it? Yes, it is. Because Jesus came to set us free and give us fullness of life, to fill us with joy and peace and hope. If you've not got those things in your life, then you can ask God for those, because those are in line with what God is trying to do in our lives. And then these three scriptures have always resonated with my heart. And these, it's the same scripture three times, but I'll talk about that in a minute. And so often we are looking for God to do the big stuff. And as Lisa reminded us this morning, sometimes it's the little things that actually He wants to deal with. We're always looking for the miraculous, and He actually wants to change who we are. So in your circumstances this morning, let's just read these scriptures. Matthew 19:26. Jesus looked at them and said this: with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. That's good to know, isn't it? And we know the possible because He's the all-powerful God. So if we're going to a God that can do the miraculous, then we're not asking for anything that is out of His reach or out of His ability or out of His power sphere. We're asking God to be God in our lives. I can't do this, God, but with You, it's possible. Mark 10:27, Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God. And then Luke 18:27, Jesus replied, what is impossible with man is possible with God. All three scriptures help us to identify our need of God, who can do the things in our lives that we simply can't. The evidence of the power of God working in us. As we face the impossibilities of life that we cannot resolve in our own strength, we have an opportunity to see God do something miraculous in us. I love the scripture that Paul, or the statement that Paul says, when I am weak, then I am strong. When I realize that something is impossible in my life and I am weak because I can't resolve the issue, there's nothing I can do, then we're in a great place, because we go to God, it's over to You, God. I need You to do something here, because I can't do it, but with You, it is possible. And sometimes we look at our circumstances, or we look at who we are or what's going in our lives, and we can't work out how God's going to resolve it. That's another part of our humanity, because we're always looking for God to work it out the way that we think it should be worked out. Do it the way that we think He should do it. And when we can't see an answer, we got it. It's not possible then. See, God wants to get into our heart, and He wants us to understand that He does it His way. He will do it. We just have to put our faith in Him. I just love the fact that God wants to change us and bring fullness of life to us by dealing with the core issues of who we are. He's always trying to work in our heart. I think one of the songs that we sang said, open the eyes of my heart. Help me to see who I am, and help me to see what's possible with God working in me. And when we come to that point, what an opportunity we have to allow God to transform who we are. We've been talking about witnessing of God in our lives to those around us, and how important it is that we are different. That people recognize in us that there's something different about us because God is living in us. People to see need to see the witness of the power of God working in us. They need to see that our faith is not futile, but founded in the transformation and the power of God in us. Never stop believing that God wants our impossibilities to be His possibilities. God hasn't finished with any of us yet. And as God changes us, we can bear witness to those around us that God is changing me. I used to feel fearful, but I'm at peace now. And God has done that because I couldn't do that. I used to be anxious about things, but God has brought His love into my heart. It says, perfect love casts out all fear. And sometimes we just need to experience the love of God in our hearts again, because it casts out fear. When we know God is living in us, when He knows us intimately, when He's rooting for us, when He wants to bring the fullness of life to us, when we experience the love of God in that way, we just are full of peace and we face life in a different way. God wants us to be productive for the kingdom as we live on earth. And the best way of being productive is by allowing God to deal with the impossibilities that we face. Because as we allow Him to work in us, as we allow Him to transform us and bring His fullness to our lives, we bear witness to those around us. We are productive as children of the living God. Each of us has work to do. And God will cause us to be effective because it's His creativity, it's part of His nature, it's part of His plans for each of us, but we must live by faith. God wants us to reach, so this is my conclusion. God wants to reach into your life and deal with the stuff that you can't. He started something in you and He wants to complete it. Never believe that God is not interested in you. And God wants you to face the impossibilities of life, knowing that with Him, all things are possible. That's our faith. That's what we believe. That's who God is. And sometimes we've just got to let Him be God in our lives. And just open our hearts to Him and let Him be God. And if you're facing impossible situations this morning, if you want God to pour His love into your heart, then we're going to pray. Are you going to come and play for us, please, Ray? The faith aspect of this is that we've almost got to allow God to speak to our hearts and not our heads. Our thinking is important. We're not stupid people. But sometimes the thought processes that we go through are not spiritual, because they immediately cut off our faith, because we go, how's that going to work? Or I've tried it before and it's never worked. But as we worship now, as we just worship, just open your heart to Him. Open your heart to Him. Just, you know, so we can get embarrassed about needing God, but we all do. Okay, just let me tell you that. We all need Him. We all have a requirement for something from God this morning. And so just as we worship, you just almost, can you just shut everybody else off and just stand before God and just let Him be God? And if you've got something you want to bring to him this morning and go, I can't deal with this, God, I just need you, let him pour his love into your heart. Let him do something fresh in you. We don't want to be a church that has no faith. We don't want to be a church that lives in the futility of our God, because it's exactly the opposite. Let's stand and worship God.